Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank is calling from Middle Village. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
Good, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. So I got 2 points real quick. The first one with the Mets, and I agree. I don't think it's the coach's fault, manager's fault, whatever. It's not the philosophy. But at the end of the day, what are we talking about here? We got the highest payroll in baseball, and they're a 500 team. This team needs a spark, and I don't mean bringing in a guy for energy. They need to get scared. You need to pull a guy from a game like Lindor. You need to fire Buck. You got to do something to scare these guys. I think everyone's a little too comfortable right now. You got to scare them a little bit.
I don't think they need to be scared. I also don't think you need to fire Buck. I mean, I wouldn't mind sitting Francisco Lindor, although not this series against Atlanta. They maybe do need a little bit of a shakeup, and I think that can happen. See, that's the issue that I have. I would, if I were a general manager, I would never, ever from year to year, I don't care how successful I was the year before, I would never, ever bring back basically the same team. And that's exactly what the Mets did. They brought back basically the same team. Now, they changed with the rotation a little bit, and they've had an influx of the young guys with Beatty and Alvarez and Vientos, but even they're not regular players just yet, where they're still, you know, Buck's not penciling in Brett Beatty and Francisco Alvarez the way that he is with Alonso and Lindor, and he's not doing that. So they have a little bit of a change, but they needed more. Something is off with the core of this team, and they've got to fix it.
I'm sorry, I get that. I agree. I think it's too much of the same, and that's what I mean by a shakeup. I think you gotta wake them up somehow and let them know that being 500 right now is absolutely not acceptable. I don't want to hear Lindor after a game saying, "Oh, I'm swinging the bat well." No, you're not, and we got to do something about it. And then my second point, real quick, you got to do us Mets fans a favor. Could you please do a little reverse mush for us and say the Mets are going to go 0-3 in this game, in this series against the Braves, so you reverse mush it and they win 3 in a row? Could you do that
for us? You got it, Frank. Here's what I'm going to do for you, and thank you for the call. I appreciate that. I'm glad you brought it up, Frank. Are you ready for this? On the eve of the Mets going to Atlanta, a house of horrors, the scene of the crime last year, where the Mets and my dreams were murdered by the Braves. And believe me, I took that harder than the Mets did. I guarantee you I took that harder than the Mets did. And I've taken more blame for it than the Mets did. I didn't even want a World Series win last year. I just wanted to win that damn division. God, I still can't believe that. But here's what I'm going to do for you, Frank, because you requested it, because you sound nice. The NL East, with the Braves leading it right now by what? 6 games in the loss column. I mean, 3.5 up on the Marlins. Nobody's taking, although maybe we should. I mean, I don't know. I watched the Marlins play. They look like a dreadful team to me. Somehow they're in front of the Mets. I don't understand how that works. But the Braves right now at 35-24, 6 games ahead of the Mets in the loss column, getting set to take on the Mets, where all signs are pointing to Atlanta burying the Mets in the National League East. On this June 5th, ahead of this all-important series, I will tell you that I believe the NL East is over. the Mets have no shot of catching the Braves. None. They're done. It's over. The Braves are winning the National League East. Mets fans, you're welcome. Let's really put this baby to the test. 877-337-6666. We'll continue with your call. Yeah, Zoo! You're bringing back bad memories.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases. We'll follow it all, case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.